Dictation for Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D. Haas, H-A-A-S. December 15, 37. Address as a letter, Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, M-D, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, consultation for Mr. Haas, advanced renal failure. He is very poor historian. He mentioned weight loss, eating 3 small meals a day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, does have constipation but no bleeding, urine output, tongue incontinence, nocturia but no cloudiness or blood, has been treated for UTI within the last few months. He has enlargement of the prostate and questioned prior prostatitis. He has also chronic back pain, no gross edema, numbness, tingling, burning. Denies falling episode, does not use a walker, minor lightheadedness without chest pain palpitation, there is dyspnea on activity, denies purulent material hemoptysis, not using any oxygen, denies sleep apnea or orthopnea PND, denies skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, no gums, fever, headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, enlargement of the prostate, hypertension. History of questioned event thrombosis. Was on anticoagulations. Has been discontinued for question blood in the stools, question mark. He denies any history of coronary artery disease. Denies TIA's stroke. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Denies chronic liver abnormalities or blood transfusion. Question prior viral hepatitis. Excuse me, question prior hepatitis at the time. Of gallbladder problems. He does have a back pain from spinal stenosis. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, adenoids, appendix, gallbladder, right-sided inguinal hernia repair, 3-vessel coronary artery bypass in 1987, but he denies heart attack or persistent heart issues. History of lung cancer, right-sided lobectomy, did not require radiation treatment of chemotherapy, history of kidney stones with stone removal, question bowel resection, cannot tell me why or when. Next paragraph, medications include Flomax, Metoprolol, Norvasc, Protonix, Praluent, P-R-A-L-U-E-N-T, Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, aspirin, nasal spray, and Eliquis was discontinued. Next paragraph, weight 146. Excuse me. He started smoking as a teenager, 2 packs per day, discontinued 30 years ago. Prior heavy alcohol abuse, discontinued 30 years back. Next paragraph, the side effects to statins and Benadryl. Next paragraph, has 5 brothers but no kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 146, previously 156, 65 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the right, 110 over 60 on the left. Poor historian, no respiratory distress at rest, oxygenation room air 92%. Bilateral lens implant, hard of hearing, no palpable sidal lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD, has upper and lower dentures, no localized RALS, no pleural effusion consolidation, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable liver spleen, prior mid-sternal bypass surgery. There is also surgery extends from the lumbar area towards the pelvis to the midline, very lateral, inferiorly, probably from the kidney surgery for obstruction. Pulses are decreased throughout. Popliteal fair, dorsal pedis, patellotibialis, capillary refill decreased, but no gangrene, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from October. Normal white blood cell, platelets, anemia 11.5, last urine negative for bacteria, however, many white blood cells, moderate amount of blood, 100 of protein. He was given Cipro, and later on, Diflucan, Candida isolated in the urine. Normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, creatinine at 3 for a GFR of 19. Normal calcium albumin. Liver function test not elevated, low HDL, TSH normal, fasting glucose normal, PSA 0.5. Creatinine has changed from 2019 around 1.9 to present level, no numbers in between. There is a kidney ultrasound from June 2019 with reported bilateral severe hydronephrosis. And they mention a history of prostate cancer. As well as bilateral renal cyst. Another ultrasound is from February 2023. Similar findings, including urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructed uropathy, bilateral hydronephrosis, bladder obstruction, enlargement of the prostate. Information from patient is very poor. I have some conflicting report if he did have or not prostate cancer, although PSA is not elevated. He has a prior procedure for kidney stone, which might represent the abdominal surgical scar, which is very extensive lateral inferior to the lumbar area. I have no information if this was to correct the problem and if they were successful in any regard. He has PKD stage 4. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We are going to do chemistries in a weekly basis. We will update TTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We are going to do workup for anemia, for iron studies. Anemia, of course, can be related to his advanced kidney disease. We will monitor potassium acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and potassium binders. I'm going to repeat a kidney ultrasound to see if the prior hydronephrosis was resolved. We will continue educating patient as he is limited from his decreased hearing and age, but not grasping the magnitude of his medical issues. Educate about potential dialysis. We start dialysis based on GFR less than 15 and symptoms. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.